This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we are very happy to have Jeanette Gindling, president of the Space Coast Health Foundation. Jeanette, thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about the foundation and what you do.
Thank you for having me, Terry. It's a pleasure to be here. The Space Coast Health Foundation is a grant-making organization that focuses on improving the health and wellness of Brevard County. We have an endowment, and those are the funds we use to grant to organizations who are working on health and wellness initiatives. And then we also operate two programs, the Lifetime Counseling Center and the Children's Advocacy Center of Brevard.
You're here today to talk a little bit about the census. Everyone's been hearing about it. Well, it's finally here, and it's time to fill it out.
Yes, as we do every 10 years, it's time for the census again. And the Space Coast Health Foundation has partnered with United Way, and the president of the United Way, Rob Raines, and I are co-chairing a coalition to help get a correct count for Brevard. The coalition meets at the Center of Collaboration, which is the building housed for the foundation and United Way. We're working to make sure Brevard gets a correct count because it's so important. The resources, these numbers are from the census are used to divide resources for our whole country. There's $675 billion on the line, and that money is divided into our communities, but it's all based on, do we have the correct count? Do we know how many people live in Brevard? And that's why it's so important that everyone completes their census.
There's been a lot of controversy about certain questions and certain information that people don't want to share with the government.
Absolutely. There was some concern originally about some immigration questions. Those are not on the census. There are only 9 questions on the census, and it's really getting a count of how many people and the age range of the people who live here so that the resources can be divided appropriately. And the census will not ask you for your Social Security number. They're looking for a count, and that information is protected by the law. It's confidential. The only information that can be released from the census is really statistical data so that we have numbers to use when we're dividing up those resources.
Tell us some of the programs that are impacted by census dollars.
There are so many things impacted by our census dollars. Our schools, our school lunch program, the breakfast program for the schools, our roads, our healthcare facilities, transportation, all of that is affected by census dollars. And not only does the government use the census information to make decisions and to pass out resources, but our businesses use that information when they're deciding where to put a new business. So it is so important that those numbers are accurate because in the past, Brevard County has 79% reply rate to the census, but that means we're leaving resources on the table because we don't have 100%. But our goal is really to get a higher percentage response so that we can bring the appropriate resources to our community. Starting on the 12th, a postcard will be sent to your home with a code on it and the website. So you will go to the census website, you will put in your code and complete the census. In the past, it's been all paper. Now it will be electronic. That information is encrypted, so it will be secure for residents. They can feel confident putting that information in the computer. And once it is uploaded to the census, that information will be taken offline, so it won't remain out there. It is secure. Now, however, if you don't complete the census once you get your postcard, you'll get a reminder. And after that, come April, then you may get a knock at the door from someone from the census. A couple words of caution. A census worker that comes to your door will have a census badge. They will never ask for your Social Security number, and they will never ask for money. It takes about 10, 15 minutes to complete.
We have a Facebook page where they can go and find out more information.
The Correct Count Brevard Coalition has a Facebook site. So if you go to Facebook, put in Correct Count Brevard.
And on the rare chance that there's someone out there that doesn't have computer access, there is computer availability at the libraries?
Absolutely. The libraries have been a great partner with us and are making that available. They're even not charging. So if you go into the library to use the computer for your census, you will not be charged. You can complete it there.